Sonic Erotica.
In the Rain. Words by Guy New York. The thunder should have been a warning. Instead, it wasn't until we actually felt the first drop of rain that we polished off the bottle of wine and threw the remains of our picnic into our bags. It started falling heavier and faster as we made our way down the path, and suddenly we had a choice. To the left was the relative comfort of a stone archway, close and dry, with enough light to feel safe and warm. To the right was the exit to the street, with home only blocks away. We considered each path as the rain fell harder until a huge crack of lightning sent us running for cover beneath the moss-covered bridge. By the time we got to the safety of the archway, we were lightly soaked, but we laughed it off as we leaned our backs against the wall, sheltered from the sheets of rain outside. I ran a finger through your hair to see just how wet you were, and you put a hand on my chest. We started kissing before either of us could say a thing, and it wasn't soft. We bit each other's lips and frantically pulled our bodies closer. We took breaks, only to whisper back and forth. I want you in my mouth. You snarled as your hand found me already hard beneath my jeans. I need to fuck you, was all I managed back, and it was overwhelming. You had my belt open and my cock out before you released my lips, and seconds later I felt your mouth around me. You were warm and strong as you took me, and I tried so hard not to move. Despite my best efforts, I still took your hair in my hand and held you tightly as you took my entire length into your mouth and throat. I pulled you back up for a kiss far too soon, but I could barely stand the sensations running through my body. I kissed you hard and slid my hands under your dress to slide the silk down to your ankle. You let out a gasp as you felt the cool air against you, and I pushed two fingers inside you until you screamed. You were as wet as the storm around us, and I could hardly think as I told you to put your hands on the wall and lift the back of your dress. As you turned around, I had just enough time to find a condom in my bag. I had it on before I touched you. Despite how tempting it was to just fuck you, I knelt behind you instead. You leaned forward as I pushed my tongue inside you, and I wanted to drown. I wanted to devour you over and over again. I wanted to bite and swallow until you were all the way inside me, and I couldn't stand it. When I finally slid inside you, it was the same. I wanted to be still deeper inside you. I wanted to fuck you harder than I ever could. No matter how quickly I thrust and how firmly I held you, I wanted more, and there was nothing to do about it other than fuck. Neither of us bothered to be quiet as we moaned and screamed, and the sound of the rain faded away around us. You turned around after long minutes of desperation, and I lifted a thigh as you kissed me again. I pressed you hard against the wall, and with deft fingers you had me back where I belonged in seconds. Fuck me harder, you whispered into my ear. It didn't matter how hard I thrust or tightly I held you, you said it over and over again. I pulled you to me, trying to climb inside your body, and you bit my lip and dug your nails into my chest. When you finally came, I nearly dropped you. My head nestled down into your shoulder, and you held me inside yourself, still pulsing and trembling around me. When we untangled our bodies, I let out a sigh as I slipped down against the stone wall. We were quiet as we caught our breath, and the rain had nearly stopped. When we were once more presentable, we walked out through the twilight and into a park that was washed clean. The remnants of our picnic were gone, and even the street sounds were strangely quiet. Did that just happen? You asked as I wrapped my arm around the small of your back. We turned towards the street and walked slowly up the path. I have no idea, I said as I pulled you closer. I have no fucking idea.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.